Copp's Hill Burying Ground, Stop 14, Site of British Artillery During the Battle of Bunker Hill. Founded in 1659, Copp's Hill's permanent residents include the Puritan ministers Increase and Cotton Mather, Robert Newman, the patriot who hung the lanterns that signaled Two If By Sea in Old North Church, and Prince Hall, the father of black Freemasonry. Prince Hall was one of the most influential free black leaders in the late 1700s. Hall is known for his work for education rights and as an early abolitionist. Copp's Hill Burying Ground, the second oldest in Boston, was founded in 1659. It takes its name from William Copp, the North End shoemaker who was the original owner of the land. The hill is the highest in the North End and was originally the site of windmills, the source of its original name of Windmill Hill. The burying ground was extended several times as the need increased. The earliest grave markers date to 1661. On the Snow Hill Street side are many unmarked graves of the African Americans who lived in the New Guinea community at the foot of the hill. In addition to the graves, there are 272 tombs, most of which bear inscriptions that are still legible. For most people, the most historically significant memorial is the Mather Tomb, the final resting place for Increase and his son Cotton Mather. Both Mathers were powerful and politically active ministers of the Old North Meeting House, Boston's second church, which was in North Square by the Paul Revere House. They were directly involved in the hysteria surrounding the Salem witch trials, which damaged both of their reputations. When the British occupied the city during the Siege of Boston in 1775 and 1776, Copp's Hill Burying Ground was used for target practice. You can still see impact marks from British musket balls, notably on the headstone of Captain Daniel Malcolm. There's even one in the eye of the skull. Copp's Hill was also the site of British cannons that were mounted to protect the harbor. During the Battle of Bunker Hill, these cannons were used to bombard Charlestown prior to the assaults. You can see the Bunker Hill Monument and the USS Constitution from the back of the burying ground.